Yeah.
Did you guys see any movies this summer?
Nope. Or
no. What'd you think so?
What'd you see?
Saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
How was it?
My favorite Marvel movie.
Okay.
Okay, for I've been sure. hearing good things
it's,
about it.
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool.
I think I saw another one. I can't remember though.
Dude.
What the fuck did I see? Yeah. I didn't see Transformers. No. I didn't see
I saw Transformers, yeah.
Oh, how yeah? No? No. Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's all right. I mean, it's cool. There's a lot of cool stuff, like effects. But I don't know. It's just another Transformers.
There's Let's Be Blunt's rating review of Transformers.
It's a terrible movie. But it's great effects.
Yeah. It's that great was actions perfect. Are the action scenes are amazing, the but everything else sucks.
And the effects and the music.
Yeah.
All sounds really cool and most of the audio is music.
It's just dubstep, right? It's like bah, 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 bah.
There's like no dialogue.
Yeah.
There's no story. So it's like a musical. You don't care about the characters
it's like
at
a
all.
Musical opera.
It's just like
some
famous people, lens flares.
I'm glad you pick up on the lens flares.
Michael Bay shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Let's Be Blunt on Twitter.
I'm live tweeting.
Yeah.
Oh, are we?
Yeah. You better be following us.
Follow us on. Yeah. Yeah, by the way.
Never too old for Nerf guns. There it is. Wow.
Nice.
Let's Be Blunt is on any social network, basically. Followers, so listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud. We also got an archive on Google,
Google
for
Drive.
Every single episode ever recorded.
Yep.
We also post on Facebook, Twitter.
Nice.
I don't know what else we have.
I think we're on like Tumblr. I think we're on like Christian Mingle.
Yeah, we got some OK Cupid.
Shout out to all my OK Random Cupid shit. Bitches.
We're everywhere.
Have you guys done online dating? Tinder, OK Cupid, anything like that? No.
Have you?
Okay.
How does it? Is it good?
Is it interesting?
It's interesting. So I've always been against it, and I was like, because I've always, like, known people that do Tinder and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, you should try it. I was like, I don't know if I want to. But one time there was, like, an ad for this app called, what the fuck was it called? Taste Buds.
Ooh.
And is advertised as, like, a social media platform or, like, social network where it's all just, like, music enthusiasts. And they just like, oh yeah, I listen to the same music you do, so let's be friends.
It
wasn't even that. It was like, let's be friends just on here.
Yeah.
And like talk about music. But then I got on there and it was all just dating. It was like no one talked about music. They're all just like, you know, like trying to like chat and stuff. It was really weird. So I was like, well, this is great. So I've had that's my only encounter with online dating.
Yeah. I've tested the waters with it. I did Tinder like last summer because no one was in town. And it was so depressing too in my profile. I was like, honest to God, not here for hookups. I just need people to drink with. Like, no one responded. It was so depressing.
Oh,
and,
really?
Oh yeah, dude. I've figured this out. Girls, a lot of girls do it just to boost their ego.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
And a lot of guys do it because they think it's a quick lay. And,
is it?
For some people.
Okay. Yeah, you got to know how to talk to people online.
Which
is, it's like a new skill. I don't know. It's something, I didn't have it. I did not have it. And so I got rid of it. I was like, fuck that. And I was talking to our other friend Dave about it. And he's like, dude, you got to try it. Got to try OkCupid. And somewhere along that night, I feel like I lost a bet. And I got OkCupid. And the first girl on there like that I matched up with was fucking gorgeous. Like this Australian goddess. I love Australians. And she just had this awesome profile. And I was like, all right, Dave, what do I say? Hi? He's like, yeah, that'll work. No, it didn't. Everyone hates that online, apparently. They're just like, if you say hi, like, fuck you. Like, say something interesting. So you got, like, it's like a pitch meeting. Everything you go into, you got to be like, hey. Like,
you got to start with a question.
Yeah, it's like, hey, insert clever remark. Ha, ha, ha. By the way, I'm Jeff. And like, it's terrible, but.
I am hitting on you.
Yeah.
It's, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I'm hitting on you right now.
So I met a couple people, though, that are pretty cool on there. So just chit-chatting. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I might try it someday, but. Yeah.
It's weird. It's very weird.
You
got to stick it out.
I know.
But
it's just like meeting people in person is so much different.
It is. I had a blind date in L.A.
Yeah?
Ooh. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Okay. So here's the thing. I felt that it went pretty well.
Yeah.
And the girl was super nice. But, I mean, when we talked, it was basically just like, hey, I'm only here for, like, another week. So, you want to go out, I guess?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, fuck it. Let's go out. So we went to this wine bar, and she had just had, like, a full day of nannying.
Oh.
And so she was tired, but
a hot nanny?
She's very cute.
Okay.
She's very cute. I liked her a lot. She had a great sense of humor, and just she was just a very bright girl. She was just vibrant. And
all right, that's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more adjectives to describe
it. She was pretty.
She was damn girl. No, I'm
kidding.
It was interesting though, and so I'm not good in situations like that.
Yeah.
I quickly lose my train of thoughts or even what to say, and there's always awkward silences. And thank God, you know, she had been in the film industry, so I was able to talk to her about that. And
that's good.
She ended up leaving to do other stuff, but like I was kind of picking her brain on the industry in LA and everything, and. I could feel these awkward moments coming up. So I'd like tackle them real quick. I got into like podcast mode pretty much.
Nice.
I was like asking her questions and fucking, I was like, so what do you think about this? You know? And, so like I kept the flow going, but like in the back of my head, I was like, I bet she's thinking I'm talking too much. It was like one of those things. So I was trying to like.
You didn't know how to.
Yeah. She probably didn't like the podcast.
Then. Yeah. So it was
back to her friend. She's like, I think he's kind of crazy. I think he thought we were on a radio show.
It was.
He might have had a hidden microphone.
Wait, I don't know. Did you tell her about Let's Be Blunt?
Oh, man.
I
don't think I mentioned it. Because I don't mention Let's Be Blunt unless I find out that the other person smokes weed.
I
don't know if we talked about that or not.
She lives in California?
Yeah.
She probably smokes weed.
She probably does.
Yeah, probably.
She probably does.
But
probably does legally. In the
she's American.
She probably yeah.
She's a health nut though. She was super cute. But
So
like I texted my friend though. I was like, hey, seriously, like you know, I had such a great time with your friend and blah blah blah. And you know, if I like, let me know what she says. Like I want to hear if I did a good job on that date or not. And she just never really got back to me. But she's not good at texting back. But I'll be able to ask her.
All right.
Yeah. That was like my first real date
ever.
In Mom, Dad, I got a date. No, it was that was like my first legitimate date. I mean, at least in a year. And the ones I had like two like half-assed dates before that.
Yeah.
That were like I like cooked for a girl at my place. That wasn't even like a real date.
Yeah.
So like before that, it had been like
what'd you
4 years.
And you cook?
Oh, I can cook, bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I can cook.
I made this like awesome seafood pasta and got us a big bottle of wine. And
nice.
Split that. We split some garlic bread.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, it was some tasty jams, my man.
Garlic bread.
Tasty jams.
Garlic bread would be great.
So. Yeah, dude. But yeah, dating's weird, though. I
think it's changed a lot.
It's changed a lot.
It just always changes.
It does.
All the time.
You know, it's kind of hard to get that kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's harder to go on dates now because a lot more people are just looking for casual things right now because that's kind of becoming the new norm. And then on top of that, there's just so many things that go into it. People meet each other online now, and then, you know.
And people don't expect just to, like, go to dinner or something.
Yeah.
Or a movie.
Yeah. It's pretty wild.
So. People talk a lot.
Different.
Yeah.
Online and stuff before yeah. they actually go and meet yeah. in person.
Right.
That's sort of like the buffer was before. You it's had changing. To go somewhere with somebody to yeah. even talk to them.
Yeah. You know what's crazy, though?
What's that?
We're getting into, like, the decade where there's actually, like, families that started on the internet.
Yeah, like we're the last kids who didn't have the internet growing up.
Yeah.
They had to call the girl's mother and be like, hey, Mrs. Johnson, I'd like to take your daughter out. And she's like, I don't like you. It's like, I'll prove it wrong to you, miss. Because apparently we live in the 40s.
Yeah.
I'm Johnny from down the block. I deliver your mail.
Yeah, I remember I always had to, like, call my friends and stuff and, like, yeah. call their home phone.
I still remember my friends. I still remember my friend's, like, house phone number.
Yeah.
Because I had to call
yeah.
on all
yeah,
the
you
time.
Had to for real? You had to memorize everyone's number.
Yeah.
I had one of those, like, phone books where you, like, write in everyone's
oh, yeah.
phone numbers.
Your little black book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one of those. I didn't really fill it up at all.
Me neither.
I had, like, five numbers in it.
It was, like, my seven friends that I hang out with, and that's it. And, it like, was, my mom and dad.
Yeah, it was such a depressing
work
phone
book. Mom and dad work.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was a good one. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. It's interesting. I liked that, though. I liked when I went on that blind date this summer.
Yeah.
That was really interesting because it was totally out of my element. And,
It's going to be weird the next few years. Like, you're going to meet people like, oh, like,
dude, yeah.
how'd you meet? It's like, huge. Internet.
Right. Yeah.
A roommate just walked in.
Hey, guys.
We got another guest in the studio.
We're welcoming Daly into the studio. What's up, Daly?
Hey, guys.
I don't think they'll be able to hear you, but.
Hey.
Good evening. How you work?
Yeah, he was at work.
Worked. It was long, and it was hard, and it was all day. Yeah, I wish she said that. But yeah, it's doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little stoned.
A little bit.
Yeah, we can get you in on this if you want.
Yeah, I do a teeny bitty bit, man.
Yeah, yeah. Take over Madison's spot. How's your summer been, Daly? We're gonna start you off and introduce you to the audience here.
My summer It flew by, but I just spent my summer painting little gas meter. You know the meters up here in the
yeah.
corner?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I painted, about 700 of them or something like that.
Yeah, working for the government.
Working for, yeah.
Working for the man.
For the fucking man. It was not good.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you made some decent change, though.
I made good money. I mean, it was boring, but
yeah.
You're all by yourself. It was good. It was fun summer.
Yeah, and now you're out here, and you're. Do you want to tell the listeners what your job is now, or you want to keep that private in case?
Oh, it's a hell of a job. I'm gonna blab about a little bit. Oh, it's a great job. It's called Instacart Company, and basically, I just go to grocery stores and grocery shop all day for folks who just either can't or don't want to,
yeah.
or aren't able.
Is it a good gig?
It's a great gig. Yeah. You know, you get a little action yeah. with the tips. Jeff's shaking his head.
I hated that job. I hated it so much. I technically still work for
them.
Do
you, like, have a list that you just go?
You just wait, too. You just go to a store, and they pretty much say, wait for the next order. And mm-hmm. you never wait that long. Yeah. 30 minutes is the longest I've waited. And they always need more workers. They always ask yeah. you to work longer. I've worked... like 33 hours in the last 3 days.
Dang. Yeah.
It's
been grinding.
And made some good money. But,
what's that? Where is it? You just drive your own car and you go and pick shit up for them and then.
Mariano's, yeah. Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Fuel Osco.
Yeah, dude. I personally didn't like the job because my mind just doesn't really work like that. And I found myself thinking that it was kind of just like a glorified scavenger hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're just constantly running around these grocery stores trying to find
yeah.
these, like, really obscure items.
I will admit, you know, there yeah. are items that you think you know where they would be, and I have to ask all the time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you know what? There are benefits. you know, the tips and the money, that's great.
Yeah.
But good God, I've never seen so many freaking
hot moms.
Moms, or like just girls. Probably moms, or just newlywed. These chicks that either roll in by themselves in between 26 mm-hmm. and 34 years old. They got the little blonde thing going on in their yoga pants. Yep. Either they're wearing a ring or they're having a little baby in the cart.
Yep.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah.
That's still promising. Not that's still not a deal breaker for me. If they're wearing yoga pants and they're looking good, I
oh yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not a deal breaker. I'm just saying with, you know, the other things going on there. But it's, I mean, it is nice to know that they are out there.
Yeah. Could you date a girl with a kid?
No. No. I couldn't date her. I could probably sleep with one, but I couldn't date one.
Yeah.
I just, not yet.
Yeah. I'm on the fence. I'm getting to that age where girls are actually starting to have
you're an
I hooked up with a chick with a kid.
I am 24, so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could. Probably.
Yeah.
Depends on the age of the kid, you know?
If it was like a newly born, I could probably do it because they wouldn't remember me.
I'm thinking like Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Ooh, like, what's that'd be the little cool. kid's name?
Yeah.
I mean, I can deal with that little
glasses.
See, I would think, never mind. I don't want
to. No, say it. You got to go.
All right. I would think, you know, maybe there's something wrong with this person. You know, like, why is she on her own with this? Why is she looking to date me right now?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Sometimes. I've always thought that if I ever, God, knock on wood, like, if I ever did knock up a girl, though, like, yeah, it would suck, but I would give it up and like, give up stuff to, like, be the dad.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
You were like, you're going to give it away. I'm like, no, not that.
I mean...
No, I would probably try and be a dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could walk out. I think that would be pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But at the same time, that'd be really tough to stick around.
I don't know what I'd do, and I will not know what I do till that happens. But
yeah. Knock on wood, brothers.
It's hard to fathom
in
our shoes with no set career, with nothing that is lined up.
Yeah.
I can't say that. I don't know what I would do. You know, it'd be a really tough decision, but it'd be much easier if I was, you know, 26 to 30 something, whatever. I got a job, I'm making money. It'd be a little different.
A little bit more stable, yeah.
For sure.
Right now, I'm like, yo, I got to go to class. you watch the baby.
You got to cook breakfast this morning, sweetheart. Yeah. I got class.
Imagine living here with a baby.
Oh, my God. We do. His name's Mason.
I will say this, though. I have always wanted, like, my brother or close friend to have a kid. Because I would love to just babysit. Yeah. Just
all the fun stuff without the work.
Yeah. When the kid starts crying, just hand it off. I mean, that's the dream.
Yeah.
You got a cute little baby you can pick up girls with. And
oh, yeah. They've got to be the greatest wingmen.
They're deadly. Especially if you have this heart-filled story.
I've tried.
I watch him because his parents struggle so hard. And
I just love him so much. Jeff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that'd be fun. You show him the good time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I would take that kid everywhere.
Hell yeah.
Like not like the baby. Yeah. Like a 2 to 4 year old.
I would take a baby out.
You know?
I would totally take a baby out.
Okay. When do kids become just obnoxious? When
definitely teens.
Like, teens? Six or seven?
No, they're still
really
kind of
shitty age.
Kind of.
I think it's like 10-ish is when they start to like get a little.
4 to 17. 4 to 19.
Okay, I have siblings. Okay. My siblings are now 10 and 12.
Yeah?
I have a 9-year-old brother.
You know, they're fine now. I can handle them.
Cool, yeah.
2 to 6? You got to be shitting me.
Yeah.
2 years old. I mean, terrible twos is what they call it, of course. Yeah. That is the crazy stuff going on. I don't know, combinations of a lot of developing issues.
Yeah.
But they are just fucking whiny and all over the place and shitting and, you know, making a mess.
Oh, it's the worst. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, it's not the okay.
I mean, you were terrible. Like a third parent, of course. You know,
I was like 13, you know, at the time. So I was like, yeah,
dude, that's trying, crazy.
It was. I changed some diapers, and
every female listener that has somehow made it this far is going, oh,
these guys are so sweet,
Kev dog.
Aw, they know.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't even fathom it, man. Like,
for sure.
My aunt. An uncle had a kid. I mean, that was, I'm pretty sure it was an uh-oh.
Yeah.
So she's maybe She's maybe like 12 or 13 right now.
Okay.
And so, yeah, she was born when I was probably like, I don't know, 10, 10 yeah. 11. So that yeah. was interesting. So I'd see a baby around, but they wouldn't let anyone else like touch it. Like all the aunts and uncles could touch it, but like yeah. all the kids, they're like, just go play with the cats. Like let's not have you fuck up my baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's oh man, I tell you.
In their defense, though,
I don't know if I'd let somebody touch my baby. I'd be like, that's my baby. Like,
don't touch my baby.
Get your own baby. I don't know, because it's like, it's so fragile and like,
yeah.
it's a life.
Oh my gosh.
Like, it's a human life and it's so. Right?
Dude,
I do that. Like,
I drop my phone on.
And then the phone's really smart.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll
like, it's the world and it's just baby, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're going to.
Dude, I know for a fact my baby is gonna have some type of head thing. Like, it's either gonna fall or it's gonna hit its head somehow.
Dude, just get it a helmet.
Good God.
It's one of those
but I don't,
kids.
I don't want my kid to be that kid though.
I don't.
I'm gonna be the dad either. On the playground with that kid. And they're gonna be like, really? You're that yeah. shitty. But if I don't put a helmet on my kid, hitting his head so hard.
I saw a kid with a helmet today.
Did you?
He was no older than two, too. He was in the front seat of his mama's push little thing. You know, mama's looking great. Got the helmet on. I'm like, okay.
I'm surprised you saw the helmet.
You know, I was like, wait a second. The double take.
Like, hey,
but you know, speaking of holding babies, I, you know, that's a tough one. Like letting other people hold your child. And
yeah.
when I was, this is all just from what my parents told me. Even a family friend who was playing around with me.
Yeah.
I think I was like 2 or 3. He had me up in his arms, and he was kind of tossing me a little bit, you know. And he was start throwing me up in the air.
Yeah.
And he chucked me up, and I went behind him.
Oh,
like,
no.
I was behind him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't remember it, of course, but he made it.
Because I got a concussion.
That's all I'm a little fucked up. he made a nice snag.
Okay.
A golden glove worthy. I think he caught him kind of behind. But he got me, and I just think right, you know, I never think about it, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's like,
shit.
Well, that could have changed my life forever. Oh, yeah. That could have changed every, you know, my parents,
yep.
all
yep.
these people, and I might not have been around, but that was a family friend, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Oh. You got one?
No.
Oh,
well,
man.
Well, kind of, really, but kind of. I mean, my mom is in the medical field, mm-hmm. and when I was, like, she was pregnant with me, she worked in a nursing home.
Oh.
And some old crazy dude punched her like when she was like 8.5 months pregnant, almost 9 months pregnant. So they might have like done some brain damage to me, like in the womb, like
shit.
Just somebody, some old dude punching me. But
damn, that's crazy.
I don't know. I'm just a little messed up. It's all good.
You know, they say you can remember. You can't remember, but
I can't.
The memories of being like born and that early stages of your life, and maybe I don't know if in the womb I don't think your brain's developed enough, but the earliest stages of your life, the memories are in there.
Yeah,
you just can't recall them.
I don't remember. Or the,
no.
I don't want to remember that shit.
Oh, of like, course.
Oh,
that's
hell no.
Yeah.
You get to, part of evolution or something.
Yeah. I guess being born is more painful than giving birth. Think about that.
You think?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe.
But think about that. Think about you're like just being crushed by like all of
and
these.
And you are pretty moldable.
Yeah,
now. What are you
exactly.
Called?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you do mold the baby's head and all that shit when they come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a big ass head thanks to my doctor. Fuck. See, babies
oh
and kids are tough for me. Like I would love to play with one, but like in the back of my mind, it still kind of freaks me out because I was filling in. I was doing these service projects in high school, and I did one with mentally handicapped kids, which was a very rewarding experience, but it's very tough. And then I did. I went to this preschool, and I took care of these kids basically half the day, and so I was playing with them. And one of the kids was, like, trying to climb on the jungle gyms and everything like that. And he's like, Jeff, help me. And I was like, yeah, all right, buddy. And this kid was the biggest kid in class. So I thought he would be a little heavier than what he was. So I was lifting him up to the monkey bars. But I overshot his weight. So I just slammed him against the bar. I was like, oh, my God. There's no worse feeling there. Because it's just this horrifying sound followed by like it, when he looks back and sees your facial expression, that's how he judges how he's supposed to act. And of course I was in pure fucking fear. And so he turned around and starts bawling his eyes out. And so it, he sits down and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And he's just like, I hate you. I hate you. Like, oh my God. I'm the worst person ever. And so he like runs away and goes and plays with some other kid. He was totally fine. But the teacher that was like supervising me came over, and she's just this big black woman, probably like in her 70s. And she, you could tell she just didn't give a fuck about anything. She was so awesome. She came over and like I was like, oh my God, I forgot her name. I was like, Miss Katrina, like, I'm so sorry. This is, I don't know what to say. And she starts laughing and she goes, it's fine. It's fine. Everyone will have at least one kid get their head hit on their time. And I was like, that is so not good. Oh my God. I mean, she made me feel better, but holy shit, man. The amount of kids hitting their heads. Oh, fuck. It's tough, man. But we can talk about first and we can talk about high school and all that jazz.
High school.
Yeah.
High school.
Go back to the
days. High school stories.
High school just sucked.
High school, dude, I had a good time in high school.
It's like, fun, and then you realize afterwards, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Pointless. High school.
Like,
pointless.
It was, it was, like the schooling part was absolutely worthless. I don't.
The life living is like, what am I going to do with my life? But everything that went on that was so serious, pointless.
Yeah. I was actually pretty good with that. Like, I kind of always kept my future where it needed to be. So I was never like, what am I going to do? Like, I never had one of those freakouts until I got to college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High school is a lot of drama.
Too, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, and I love drama. I hate being a part of it, but I love hearing about it. It's just so dramatic. Funny. It's so like, and then God.
And then it's great. When you're a senior, you're like, you know, none of this matters. Like, you hear like underclass and like talk about like something really dramatic that happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this happened. It's like, why are you telling me? And
no one's gonna give a fuck.
Like, you know, like once in it, like 2 years, none of that's gonna matter. Like, yeah, but
wait.
It's bad.
It's current news. Yeah, I
talk about high school here.
Yeah, I had a pretty good time in high school. I mean, I was very busy with hockey and everything like that, but I always had a decent group of friends. I was always changing groups though, but I was always kind of. High school was cool. You got to meet so many more people, and you didn't have to stay around like the same dickheads for 8 years. And
there you go.
So yeah, so I was kind of doing that, and the cool part is I was in an all guys school, which like freaks a lot of people out, but it's actually fucking awesome. Like,
it's the drama again, right?
There's no fucking drama there.
Oh, was there an all girls school close to you?
Yes.
Okay.
They were our sister school, and all day. All those girls would do is gossip. Like, none of them paid attention in class. They were all on their computers, IMing each other about what happened that day.
Like,
I'm not kidding.
Oh, all guys
went to high school during instant messaging.
Yeah.
All girls school would work.
Exactly.
There's no way.
It's nuts. It's and like, I like
Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
You watch that show?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think it's good. Great.
I watched Weeds.
Yeah.
Weeds is great.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Weeds. Had me for a bit. I got to get back in Orange is the New Black. Did you hear it got canceled?
Orange is the New Black?
Yeah. It like apparently got canceled, but then might have gotten like picked back up.
I heard it was really good. I heard a lot of people liked it.
As of right now, to my knowledge, the show got canceled, actually. And I learned about this at the program.
Yeah.
And start a petition. I've never watched it, but.
Yeah. Well, it's get this, though. So it's there's a lot of like politics and shit like that out in Hollywood and everything like that. And the show was doing so good that like the head guy at Netflix or whatever, he was like, look, I love this show. I need it to get better, so we need to add more of a male cast.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, no, this is based off of this girl's life in prison. Like,
women's prison.
Yeah, men weren't prevalent. Like, we're not going to fucking do that. And he's like, look, you add men or the show's canceled. And they're like, we're not going to fucking just, like, write people in that didn't exist. This is bullshit. Like, let's honor her story. And they canceled it. And then on top of that, they were like, yeah, we're going to pull it all together from Netflix, like all the old episodes. So it's like apparently till like September you can watch it, and then they're going to yank it.
That's ridiculous.
But then I saw some news story saying Mike Birbiglia is going to be a part of Orange is the New Black.
Really?
So maybe they brought it back.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He was just Chicago.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Wasn't he? Mm-hmm. He's been doing stuff.
Yeah, he has another whatever it's called, not stand, or maybe
yeah. He had like two movies though that were like exactly the same plot and everything. Yeah,
he does have like the certain stories that he always tells.
Yeah, he repeats a lot of stuff. It gets kind of
yeah. I remember so Netflix told Orange is the New Black that after their first season, and then the second they made like the warden.
Yeah.
Was a guy, I think. Yeah, I think it was the warden. They made him have more parts to the story and like talk about like his deal with his wife and shit.
Yeah.
And they tried to add that in to like for like a better male cast, but it didn't really work.
Yeah, dude. It's crazy. It's nuts because I personally don't see like the inequality that there is in film.
No.
Like when I'm on sets and everything, as long as you work hard, people don't give a fuck. You know, who you are.
I mean, even though it's like women's based show, there's still like strong.
Yeah.
People are like diverse, like the viewers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Audience.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too.
They don't need to add anything.
Yeah. 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 That was the big thing, too. They were trying to make the argument that they don't have enough male people, like men watching it because it's an all female thing. But
yeah.
I couldn't walk 5 feet down the fucking hallway at school without another dude being like, you watch that female prison thing?
Yeah. But, like, do many males watch, like, Days of Our Lives?
No.
So they found out that, like, all the daytime stuff, it keeps making money because there's housewives and house husbands, technically, that stay home and they just fucking leave the TV on.
Yeah.
So like,
wow.
Yeah. So these really shows funny. Are just making
and
fucking
a lot of
millions
businesses
on
too. They're like, oh, why not put a TV in a store?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just keep on one channel.
Yep. So they're just making millions on millions, just for
just
being background
stop.
Noise in other people's lives. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But then you know something like Orange is the New Black and Dexter and all that.
Oh,
those can get fucking snipped.
Yeah. So, right.
Yeah. But. Yeah, it's crazy, man. But yeah, going back to my original point though, like no one cares, at least the generation I'm with, about whether you're a guy or a girl on set. Mm-hmm. And it's funny though because these girls are making this big movement that I go to school with. They're like, inequality, blah blah blah, and I'll be like, don't preach to me. I'm not the guy screwing you over here. You know, like they would just come to class and like with these very aggressive mindsets, and then they'd be like, it's your fault. I'm like, I fucking did nothing.
They all think that they're like the only women like in the film.
Yeah, it's nuts. Oh. And so I heard it's been getting better out in LA though, but I mean there's still one of those stupid little things like that that'll set them back. But
I don't see many women in some of my classes, like my audio classes. Really? It's like I had one first semester in my production class. On second semester.
Yeah.
I didn't have any second semester.
But yeah.
It was...
I've been getting more girls, I think.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I just know more girls now that are in film, but yeah. They all work hard, though. That's the only way I judge someone on set is whether they're sitting around and doing nothing or if they work hard.
They're actually, passionate.
Yeah. If they're doing their job, I could give a fuck. So...
Yeah,
that's how I just.
I
look
think
at it.
It's pretty fairly equal.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't really like you can't really tell if something's like male or female directed.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I do like that. A lot of Oscar nominated films.
Like,
Zero Dark Thirty?
No, The Matrix and Cloud Atlas.
Is that directed by a woman?
Yeah, no. Wachowski. No, like she's like a transgender person.
Oh, really?
Wachowski.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. I
or
thought
she was.
Thought it was just made by a man.
It was a man. He was. She
man. Female.
Z. Z is like the transgender. Z was a male when she did the Matrix.
Huh. And
transgender.
24. That's interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah, I think for like my first seminar class, we watched like some like interviews and speech about her and right after Cloud Atlas came out.
That's crazy. I can't. Oh, man.
Yeah, you can never tell.
Yeah. It is cool though. And that's the beauty of it too. No matter what someone does in their personal life, they can always make a movie that doesn't reflect them like as a person, you know? So like there can be total dickhead directors and then like their film can be fucking amazing. Like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Like,
beautiful. You know? Yeah.
I've heard a lot of things about different directors like I've heard Michael Bay is a cock.
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I heard he goes to his tent and just fucking does lines while they set the lighting up.
Oh,
and then he'll walk back out and be like, I don't like it, do it over. And then he'll go back to his tent and do some more lines.
Hey, but his films are phenomenal. Yeah. So like, he's got some pretty decent films. Okay,
Ninja Turtles.
Dude, he produced that, but yeah, I want to see that real
I do too,
bad.
Really bad.
Ninja Turtles look fucking bad.
Ninja Turtles was a part of my childhood. Like I watched all of the videos, the cartoons.
They were my childhood.
Great. I heard that movie. Really?
Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Michael Fox.
Say it was bad, but I didn't say it was
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do
I can't hear you.
I didn't hear you at all. Basically, what he said is he thinks he heard people say
it was bad. I mean, they look really weird. Like I had like an action figure of Michelangelo.
Yeah.
With the staff, and I had an action figure of him when I was little, and you could like open up a shell and it was like hollow inside, like put stuff in it. It was so awesome.
Yeah, dude. I had the pizza shooter tank.
Nice.
Yeah. It shot these little discs with pizzas painted on it. It's really cool.
Power Rangers is more my thing.
Yeah. I did that.
I would watch Power Rangers way more. And I had the red action figure and the green action figure.
Yeah.
And I had the brand. I looked online. I forgot why, but it was like, or maybe I just like randomly stumbled upon it, but it was like childhood toys that are like worth way more now.
Oh no shit.
The Power Ranger ones that I have are like, you know, like $75 or so.
It's not bad.
Yeah. And the Ninja Turtle ones are kind of pricey, but
yeah. Yeah, I
gotta find.
Dude, I still have that shit and I got like Beanie Babies and all that. Like all
Beanie
that
Babies are worthless.
They're worthless?
Yeah, people thought they were gonna be like a big thing. Like, I'll collect them. And they're just like.
Yeah. It was that. I got a Furby still. Like the original Furby. I heard those things are good.
Yeah, you can get those. Just look at eBay.
Yeah.
And there's like $2,000 for them.
Alright, man. Easy rock now. When I count to three, I want you to get busy. You ready now? One.